The Joy Unleashed show empowers and inspires women to reclaim their joy. We provide tools, resources, and connections to help you unlock your true potential through engaging conversations, expert insights, and transformative stories. We create a vibrant and inclusive community where women can break free from the limitations that hold them back. I'm Joyologist Colleen Greco, and it is my honor to be your host. Let's get right into the show. If you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like you don't quite know your purpose, or maybe you know it, but you just can't find the path toward it. If you're uncomfortable in your own skin and want to finally master self-love, then we need to talk. I'm Colleen Greco, and I'm your Joyologist. I help women just like you to reclaim the joy they feel is missing in their life through mindset coaching and nutrition coaching. Whether you have weight to lose or simply need to get your gut in check, I've got you. We'll work together to retire limiting beliefs. Those are the stories that are keeping you from your purpose. I need you to hear me. Those are the stories that we need to get rid of in order to get you on your path to your purpose. We will work together to get you that life you've always dreamed of. It would be my honor to connect with you. Reach out to me via Instagram at @ColleenGreco or email Colleen@ColleenGreco.com. Let's get you back to the show. Now, this episode is brought to you by Lignum Wealth Management. I've worked with Mark at Lignum for over 15 years. And before you get your mind racing, wealth was not, and maybe will ever be, a term in my vocabulary. It's more like survival is how I started. And how to really develop a plan, 1-0 at a time. How do I plan for the future now? So that was our mindset. And you know, I spend my days coaching clients on ways to improve their well-being, and finances are a very core part of your overall well-being. Ignoring it doesn't make the problem go away. In fact, it makes it worse. And you wake up years down the line wishing that you had taken that first step towards a plan. With Mark, he takes a very personalized approach to coaching, and it's all about your financial goals, not his. And he'll provide you sensible solutions and referrals to other experts that help you with your situation. Having a coach like Mark guide our family through the various stages of life allows me to focus on what I do best. So take the first step today towards a solid financial future and contact Mark at Lignum Wealth Management. His information's in the show notes. He's had my family's back for over 15 years. Welcome back to another episode of Joy Unleashed. I'm your humble host, Colleen Greco, and today I am so excited to welcome Aoleana Elliott to the show. And I
Colleen,
did it.
You did it. You go, girl.
All right, for folks listening, I've been pretty open about my learning challenges, if you will, and dyslexia is one of them. And so I am completely dying inside over Aoleana's name, A, because it's beautiful, but it's like rhythmic. So it's Aoleana Elliott. And I'm like, I'm going to screw that up. So here
and
we are.
She did not, folks. She did a great job.
And then I just did it again. I'm like, wow.
You did. You did it three times. So it's like Beetlejuice.
Okay. So what happens now? If it's like,
I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll see. We'll roll with it and see what happens.
Going to move on from here. Okay. Well, I'm so excited to have you here today. So welcome to the Joy Unleashed show. And it is a TV show and podcast. So I'm thrilled to have a wide variety of listeners here. But if you would, in just the beginning of the show, if you could just share a little bit about who Aoleana is.
All righty. Thank you for having me, Colleen. So I am a wife. I am a mom. My son is a hockey player. He's 11. I live in Florida. I was a paralegal for 20 plus years, and I do podcast launch strategy on the side. And I love podcasts. I love Broadway musicals. I love Marvel. What else? Yeah.
That one stumped me. You went from Broadway to Marvel. I'm like, Okay, I can get there.
Yeah, I am. I'm a huge Broadway fan, and my family, we love Marvel. And all three of us actually have both of those likes in common. We love Broadway. My son and my husband have been watching Hamilton on repeat all week long. Beautiful. So yeah, and currently my husband's downstairs watching the old X-Men cartoon. Nice. So yeah, we run the gamut, and we're a hockey family. So yeah, we run the gamut. We click all the boxes, I guess.
I love it. Well, that's great. Well, welcome again to the show. I would love to start with first understanding what brings you joy and how do you define joy? Because I do think that the meaning or the definition varies from person to person.
Oh yeah, absolutely. For me, keeping it simple, my family brings me joy. Making it broad, I would say just my passion, whatever that is in the moment, pursuing that. And that always brings me joy, whether that's with my family, by myself, with other people. Just when I'm doing something I'm passionate about, that brings me joy.
I love it. Well, I'm sure that your family will listen to this, and I'm glad they got, a heavy nod. That's good.
Right? Yeah. Maybe it'll get me something in return. She shouted me out.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. Well, perfect. So, when we're talking about joy, like it's the things that light us up inside, the things that, aren't like reciprocal, right? Like when somebody says, oh, you look really nice today, that makes you happy. That is in, in return for something else. And joy is like this inner knowing and this state of being, whether, somebody throws a compliment your way or not. And I feel like oftentimes it's really hard for people to grasp the subtle difference there. But, where have you seen that show up in your life?
Well, it's interesting you brought up that difference, because like you said, a lot of people don't realize that joy is, like you said, is you not expecting anything in return. It's just, that compliment or that nod or, whatever it is. And for me, what I've noticed, especially when I'm helping with, people's podcasts and everything like that, is I feel joy in just helping someone, whether it's answering a question or, something where someone's had a doubt or has felt overwhelmed with something, and just the simple act of answering a question or bringing clarity to something they previously didn't know. And I'm not doing it for my benefit. I'm completely doing it for their benefit. That's something that's always, brought me a lot of joy, just being in service and helping people, not because it's a benefit to me, but because I know it's going to benefit them and what they're trying to do.
And the irony, though, is that as you are in service to others, that will benefit you tenfold,
right?
Because you did it from, as my friend Steve Ramona, we'll make sure we tag him in this. He talks all the time about doing business with a servant's heart, and that's the name of his podcast, actually. But he's always talking about, it's more important to give, and then you will just organically receive. And so I'm not sure if you've had scenarios like that just yet, but as you are building your business, the more that you can just do it from the goodness of your heart, it'll come back to you tenfold.
Right. Well, and not just in business, like in life. Like my parents have always taught my brothers and I that you never do anything from a place of what can I get out of this? Like, I think it was JFK who said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's something that's always been in the back of my mind. Like when I'm serving, when I'm helping, when I'm offering help, I'm trying not to look at it from a place of how can this benefit me? What can this do for me? How can this person help me? I try to look at it in a way of, how can I help this person? What can I do for them? And it has, it's always come back to you know, a scenario where when I need help or when I need something, you know, people are willing to help because I've been willing to help. And it does. I mean, and sometimes it comes in the most, in the strangest situations and in the strangest ways, but you know, that attitude, that servant attitude has been really helpful in my life, in business and just, you know, in life in general.
So when you're talking about, you know, being a paralegal, but then you're talking about podcast, you know, orchestration and strategy, they're kind of different areas, right? Yeah. So one is probably a little bit more tied to your past training, but one is tied to your passion. So tell me how you made the leap and added, you know, a whole nother career to your workload.
Yeah. So it wasn't intentional. I guess some ways deep down it was intentional. Like I said, I had been a paralegal for 20 plus years and I got sick and I was in the hospital and the law firm I was working for let me go while I was in the hospital. So I kind of had to, you know, rummage and, you know, found another job really quickly. And in the midst of all that, COVID happened. And now I'm back in that searching for work again after 8 years. And so in the midst of all of that, I had been listening to podcasts since 2015. I love true crime podcasts is where I started. And in 2019, I had a lot of time like everyone else did. I was still working, but I had a lot of time. And so I started learning different things in podcasts. So I learned how to do VA work by listening to podcasts. I learned how to edit and publish and manage a podcast from the back end. I learned how to create a podcast by listening to podcasts. Very meta, I know. And so I started working with people behind the scenes on their podcasts and how to manage them, how to launch them, things like that. And I had a client once that was like, look, you do really good job in the back end, but you do a better job at the strategy part, like helping people go through launching and their mindset and things like that. And so from that point on, I decided to start, and I'm actually working on creating my framework of how I help people launch and manage their podcasts. And it's balance, communication and community, authenticity, mindset, and empowerment. And so I use all of those to help people get all their ducks in a row, all their foundation proper for launching their podcasts and doing so that it has longevity and it grows and it doesn't burn them out. And it's not, you know, another job or another task they have to do. It's actually something that fuels them, fills them up, and they become visible. They're their true selves and they share their message. Because in my mind, if you have a message in your heart to share, it's because someone out there needs to hear it. And they don't just need to hear the message, they need to hear it from you. Mm-hmm. So that's my passion. That's why, I guess, like you said, I started a whole new thing. And that's, you know, it doesn't seem like work to me. I enjoy it. I love it. I love helping people when they come to that realization that they do have something to say. And, you know, there's so much joy in helping someone realize that they do matter. Their voice matters. Their message matters. And that's how we went from one to the other.
I love it because it's true. It's, you know, first of all, there are lots of people out there that lack a strategy. I mean, a large chunk of podcasts that are launched never make it past the 10th episode.
And yep, that's very true.
And that's because there's, you know, you have something to say, that's great, but now you have to do all the things to get it out there and do that on a consistent basis in order to keep going. And so I think it's great that you assist people with that because, you know, the numbers show that, you know, it's like there's there's power in having a good idea, but you have to like do something with it.
Right. So, yeah. An idea will only get you so far.
Right. Right. And then, you know, it's a matter of, you know, keeping the content, you know, varied and interesting and I guess, you know, true to your own message. So I think that's awesome that you do that. And mindset is a really big part of, you know, what I talk about all the time, because, you know, if you aren't, you know, honoring what you were put on this planet to do, right, you know, you can feel out of alignment and everything can feel rushed, or you push yourself into a scarcity mindset, or you know, you're filled with panic and, you know, feelings of like having to compare yourself to other people. And so, you know, the fact that you are anchoring on the thing that, you know, lights you up is huge, and very few people actually accomplish that. So I just want to commend you for making that leap.
Thank you. It's been a work in progress, and I'm continuing to be a work in progress.
Well, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. So
that's very true. That is very true. Yep. It's a journey, and I'm here for the ride. So
you have lots of great resources on your website. I first want to share, actually, this is through Canva, but I'm going to pretend it's your website because I already said that, but
yeah, the website is topshelfvirtualservices.com.
And if you access this link, it's how to unlock your podcasting journey from idea to launch in 8 weeks. And I'll tell you, I wish I had something like this when I started. I basically fumbled my way through it, figured out what I didn't know, and added to that. And so I recommend to people to not have that as your strategy. Yeah. I didn't necessarily know any better, but tell people a little bit about what, you know, obviously the title Unlocking Your Journey is a little self-explanatory, but what are some nuggets in there that have them, you know, just thirsting for more?
So in that guide, what I tried to do was to break it down. So one of the things that it's a big pet peeve of mine is when you hear people say, let's launch your podcast in 24 hours or in a weekend. And you've launched a podcast, so you understand there's a lot of background work that you have to do, from something as simple but complicated as picking a name for your podcast, what type of format you're going to use, what platform you're going to use, what your cover art is going to look like, the feel of your podcast, how you want it, you know, what you want it to say to people, how you want it to feel, all of those things. You can't do any of those in a weekend. Those take time. They take thought. They take intention. And so I go through every week, there's a different like specific thing that you're doing for that week that you're focusing on for that week. And after the 8 weeks, you'll have a full rundown of what you need to do. Everything will be done and you'll be able to publish it and go. And also, you know, once you get through in there, if you have any questions, all my information's in there. You can reach out and ask. My Facebook group, you can go in there and ask anytime, anything. I am more than welcome to answer questions. And then there's also ways to work with me if you don't want to DIY it and you don't want to do it on your own and you want someone with you through those 8 weeks. I have that available as well. So it's just, I don't want anyone to ever feel alone doing it. But for those people who do like to DIY, like I DIY'd most of my stuff, it was still nice to have someone there to help me available if I needed it, but I could still do it on my own. So I made the guide something to where everything's explained, but if you need the help, it's there.
Well, I love that the guide breaks it up into small consumable chunks. Because, you know, it can be a lot to take on, especially in the beginning when you have so many things to think about. And, you know, as the host, you're a creative, or in theory, you would be a creative. And so it can be really daunting to kind of get wrapped up in all the details. And I know when we first launched, there was like a whole suite of tools that I didn't know I didn't have. So it wasn't being broadcast out into the podcast network,
right.
Just the TV show side. I had no idea. I was like, what are you guys talking about? What's this tool Captivate? And they were like, right. That's how you, okay. That's how you get out into the podcast world. And I was like,
yeah,
I didn't know that. So I had a tool that I had, and I had all kinds of, you know, things to have to, I guess, go back and reconnect to make sure that everything was flowing. And that would have been really valuable to know. So on that note, give us an idea of some of the pitfalls that people encounter when they're trying to get a show started, or, you know, with some of the clients that maybe were started off as DIY, ended up using you. What were the things that, you know, kind of made them realize I need help?
One of the biggest things is starting a podcast without having a clear idea of what success meant for them. So a lot of people get into podcasting because they themselves listen to podcasts. And so going back to what you said before, we tend to compare ourselves with other people. And so they were comparing themselves to podcasts that have been around for several years, have a lot of listeners. They started their podcast and then they got stuck because they weren't finding listeners. And I take it just real simple and tell them, what does success mean for you? Is success for you at the beginning that you are just publishing your episodes every week like you planned? And then even a step back, we need to plan, like, how many episodes are you going to get out? What is the purpose of your podcast? What is what is your why? Like, when you start a business, that's one of the main questions you get asked all the time is, why are you doing this? You need to make sure that that why is what keeps you centered. Your why can change. And as you grow, as you change, as you develop, you know, professionally and personally, your why could change. But you need to make sure you know those answers before you dive into it. Because when you get to a point, like you said, most podcasts don't make it past 10 episodes. And that's usually why. It's because they don't know what that definition is. They don't know the simple, you know, bare bones, why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. And so when I talk to my clients, when they get there, I'm like, okay, so let's make it something really concrete. So your plan is to publish an episode every other week. So for the next 3 months, you're going to publish an episode every other month. And if you do that consistently, that's successful. We're not going to look at the metrics. We're not going to look at the numbers yet. We're starting fresh. And then once you're consistently doing that, let's add another layer to it. So now you want to make sure that your show notes are, you know, a certain way and have a certain look to them or certain type of, you know, information you're providing. You do that for 3 months. Great. You completed that. That's successful. Then we move on to, you want to make sure that on your socials, you're promoting your podcast episodes on a consistent basis. If you do that, great. Your podcast is successful. And then you move into the metrics. Once you do all the basics and you take care of the basic background work, then you can go into looking at the metrics. But there's a lot of people who go into podcasting thinking, I'm going to make a lot of money. You could. I mean, it's totally doable, but you have to start out small and then build from there. Because the majority of us doing it solo, we're not going to go viral. You know, most of the podcasts that make tons of money have multiple people on their team, and they have the bankroll to be able to promote their podcasts in a way that we can't as single, you know, podcasters. So it's making sure you look at what success is to you, to your podcast, what would make you feel successful in a concrete way. And that's usually the first and the biggest pitfall that people fall into before I talk to them. So
Yeah. And I find that people, you know, get really wrapped up in monetizing podcasts. I know that's one of the services that you offer. And it's great to have sponsors, but I think it's also important to have a strategy to obtain sponsors. And right. This show has a couple of sponsors, which is great, but I wouldn't ever expect in the earlier days, you know, we only launched less than a year ago. It's been, mm-hmm. I guess, August, and we're coming up by the time this airs, we'll be, I think, close to 60 episodes, which is amazing. That's awesome.
That's great. But,
yeah, thank you. I'm pretty happy about that. But, you know, I wasn't thinking, you know, I wasn't doing it for the monetization, and I wasn't mm-hmm. thinking monetization. I hadn't built a following yet. And so
right.
it's also important to manage expectations mm-hmm. for yourself and then for you with your clients, like manage expectations and say, this is going to take time to incubate. A podcast does not pick up thousands of followers in a day.
Right.
Or even 3 months.
Right.
Maybe not even 3 years. It depends on your topic, right? And so it's really right. important to just be really clear on, you know, what are you there to do? What information mm-hmm. are you there to share? And then if monetization fits into that, great. But you're not setting out to do this to monetize right. it. You're setting out to have, in my world, I am here to have life-changing conversations with people.
Right.
That's why I'm doing this. And I'm here to inspire people. And if the right sponsor comes around, great. That adds to the message, but not, you know, I don't want anything that takes away from it. That, you know, is stepping out of my integrity. So I think it's also mm-hmm. important for people to, you know, kind of like know that everything in this journey has its place and its space and stay really authentic to that. I don't know.
100%.
Yeah,
100%. Like staying true to who you are is essential for this to work. Like for you, for podcasting and your message to work, you have to stay true to who you are and to your message. And I think one of the biggest things I think people learned from COVID is that we are not about fake anymore. Like reality shows, yeah, they're out there for entertainment purposes, but people can spot fake a mile away. Mm-hmm. You know, they want real. They want people they can connect with. They want things that they can see themselves in. They can see a better future for themselves in. They want to see real people. They don't want to see the filters. They don't want to see the masks. They don't want to see any of that anymore. And I think if you are planning to monetize, great, that's awesome. But like you said, you have to make sure that you understand how much work it's going to take you to get there. And you have to have the right expectations going into it. Mm-hmm. Podcasting, like YouTube, like blogs, it's a long form content. It's not something that overnight you're going to go viral. Has it happened for people? Yeah. And usually those people, like I said before, have bankroll. You know, they're able to pay for ads. They're able to pay for viewers, for listeners, for, you know, all of those things. They already had the following going in and they already had the recognition going in. And so to manage those expectations, knowing that you don't have those, you may have a good following, but not a following. I mean, maybe you do, who knows? And if you do, that's amazing. And that's one of the things in the guide that I talk about is starting off with what I call, or a friend of mine called, a launch squad. And that's people that already know you, that when you launch your podcast, they're already watching, they're already listening. You already have that base in there. And even if it's like, you know, your mom and your brother and your grandma and, you know, whatever, you already have people that are supporting you. And, you know, starting from that place of, let me manage my expectations. Let me know what I'm going into doing. Let me know what my definition of success is. Let me know what my goals and my why is. Going in with all of those things, you're already ahead of the game.
I love that. Before, since I always forget this part because I get too involved in the conversations, let me make sure I tell people how to find you. Yeah. So you can find Aoleana on Instagram at Aoleana Elliott. See, I did it again.
You did it again. Look at you.
And I think this conversation has been really great because there's a lot, again, of, I guess, unknowns, pitfalls, surprises, and opportunities that come up. So I think it's great that we've touched on all of that. What parting word type of advice do you have for people that are either considering starting a podcast or maybe already have, but have maybe hit a wall? What would be some of the key takeaways you'd want to make sure they have today?
So for someone who's thinking about launching, I would say stop thinking and just do. We learn the most in the messy middle. And, you know, my coach is always telling us that for every action that you do, you only get two results. You either get the result that you wanted or you learn the lesson that you were supposed to learn. So that would be my my tip for someone who's wanting to launch. Just do it. You know, the messy middle, it's okay. No, nobody's perfect. And every single podcast that you hear out there started somewhere and got better as they continued. And then for people who have hit a wall, I'd probably say the same thing. You know, go back to why you started. Go back to what the original, your original meaning was. What was the fire that burned inside of you that said, I want to start a podcast and this is the reason why? Go back to that. Somehow, some way you lost that spark, rekindle that spark, find that spark again. And think of it as starting over. Once you find that spark, start over, take that action and move forward and start in the messy middle again. And if it happens again, go back. You know, it's something that you can keep doing. It's podcasting is not a perfect thing. And that's why I think so many people have gravitated towards it. It allows us to be our authentic selves. It allows us to be open and honest without any fear of judgment. Now that there's video, it's you know, gained a whole new audience. But when it was just audio, you know, you were able to be an introvert and still be able to get your voice out there because it was just your voice. You know, no one saw you. And that was great for a lot of people. And I think the medium allows people to be who they truly are and be welcomed by whoever, you know, whoever their tribe is, whoever their group is. There's so many podcasts out there. There's something for everyone. And so that would be my, those would be my tidbits.
I think that's great advice because, you know, okay, case in point, this is not a typical topic for our show in that it is though, because it is about pushing women to push past the thing that they're like supposed to do and tapping into what their heart tells them they were put on this planet to do. So I'm so excited that you brought that up because, you know, it's important for people to understand, at least from my standpoint, the message here is like, go do the thing, go do the thing. And if it isn't perfect, let's also take a trip down memory lane. You know, if any of the greatest shows out there, like it, depending on your age, you're like, you know, Dallas growing up, that was my parents' favorite show. Bad episodes throughout the entire run. Friends.
Everything. Yeah.
Dare I say it. Had a couple bad episodes in there where I was like, that was a flop, right? So like whatever you do, it doesn't have to be perfect, but you have to go do it. And the more that you do it, the more comfortable you get. Mm-hmm. If anybody listening is trying to start a podcast and wants to play around with me, I'm more than happy to do that. Mm-hmm. And I have a whole tribe of other podcasters that are happy to help you build your show. I mean, a high tide, rises all boats, right?
Absolutely.
We all are here to help each other. So I love that you said that because it's so true. It's like, you've got to just do it. And if somebody's going to judge you for, you know, a, you know, slightly, you know, flawed execution, they're not your people.
Absolutely. 1000%. The right person is out there waiting. And I think a lot of times too, is a lot of people will go, and a lot of women for, you know, the most part are like, well, someone else already said it and they said it better than I did. That's great. I mean, if you look at everything we've learned, someone has said it 1000 times, but how many times have you heard the same thing over and over and over again? And then you hear it from someone and it hits you and it makes sense.
Yep.
It didn't make sense the 1000 times you heard it before. Yeah. But when that person said it, it made sense. And so when you have it in your heart that you're supposed to say something, you're supposed to share something, that's because someone is waiting to hear it from you, not from someone else. And when we don't share our message and we don't share who we are and we don't share of ourselves with others, we're doing them a disservice because they're waiting for us to help them. You know, I mean, like you could even go as far as you could save someone's life. You could say something that changes someone's life. And you don't know that. You may never know that. But if you don't go out there and share it, that's never going to happen. Like you can ensure that that's never going to happen.
Yeah. No, you're so right. I'm so glad you said that. Hey, Oleana, this has been a great episode. I appreciate all of your wisdom and your advice. And I'm going to put the link back up there because it'll also be in the show notes. Top Shelf Virtual Services, or in this case, topshelfvs.mycanva.site/idea-to-launch. It's a idea to launch in 8 weeks guide, and go ahead and make sure you access that and download it and reach out to Oleana with any questions.
Absolutely. Yep. I am here for you, people. I am here for you. This is so much fun, Colleen. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I'm excited. This was great. And that was our latest episode of Joy Unleashed. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. Well, that was a really great episode with Oleana Elliott. Said it again. And she is just living what I teach, which is, you know, making sure that you are really tapping into what it is that is your passion, what lights you up, what is that thing that you feel you were put on this earth to do. And she's doing that. And I'm so excited to share her with you. If you have anything that you feel is out of alignment, that maybe you're doing things that just don't feel like they completely suit you, tap into that, pay attention to that. Let me work with you. Let me help you if that's what you're feeling called to do, but don't ignore it. That's today's joy tip of the day, is don't ignore that energy in your body that is telling you to go for it. It is yours to have. Thank you for tuning in to Joy Unleashed. As always, it's my honor to be your host and joyologist, Colleen Greco. Follow me at The Colleen Greco on Instagram for daily motivation and inspiration. And don't forget to leave my show a review on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, sisters.